I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier both ruled out for the Heat Bulls game to determine who will lose to the Celtics in the first round. We also got news, Ken, during the show on Alex Caruso that appears to be positive. Per Woj, Alex Caruso's left sprained ankle. There is optimism that Caruso will be in the lineup tomorrow. And how interesting is this? So Butler is ruled out. Terry Rozier is ruled out. Looks like Caruso's going to play. And the Miami Heat have gotten bet out at BetMGM, and I just refreshed to make sure that this is right. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite now after being a 1.5-point favorite earlier in the show, you know, before it was official that Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier were going to be ruled out. So Heat minus 2.5, totals 205.5, Miami minus 130 to win the game, the Bulls plus 105. Let's start with the line movement here, and if you're surprised by it, and then we'll give our analysis and bets for the game.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Because I think usually, especially with these like standalone games, you have a star injury. And look at what's, not that Giannis and Jimmy Butler are the same player, but you just look at like what happened to the Bucks-Pacers price in game one with all of this talk about Giannis missing the game. Like, just, it's not a market that's moving as I would have expected. So it's, you know, for example, like if you show up and you're like, well, I want to bet the Heat because it's really contrarian. No, it isn't. I mean, it isn't. Like, it probably, like he, they're both announced out. I know the price opened low with the idea that he probably wouldn't play. Low. But I think if I liked anything in this game, I would just bet the under, which sounds hideous because of what the Heat did against the Sixers the other night. But just like, I don't know, 205.5. Like, the Heat aren't going to want to play a game like that. That's not how they wanted to play against Philly either. They're going to throw that, like, really clunky, awesome zone defense at Chicago. They're going to brick a ton of shots. Like, this is what they, like, the Miami Heat want to play a game that goes under the total. I think they're going to have success. I liked the under last night. I think it was obviously the right side, but it lost. That's fine. And you have a slightly lower market in this game with another Heat total, and they're missing Jimmy Butler, and they're not going to get Rozier back. I like the under again.
So Ken will be on the under. Yeah, I don't know what I'm missing here. I'd like for Caruso to play, so maybe I'll like wait to make sure that Caruso's playing to feel a little better about it. Who's handling the ball for the Heat? Like, who's gonna like dribble the basketball?
Like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson.
Great, give me the Bulls. I like the Bulls to win.
Also, how are they getting a shot off with more than 3 seconds on the shot clock when those guys are running the offense? I mean, I just, what is this going to be? Yeah.
So maybe I'm like way off here and like the Heat just do their voodoo thing and Spoelstra's obviously a great coach. Give me your Chicago Bulls. I'll take the Bulls to win against the Miami Heat. Ken, let's go to the Western Conference play-in game. Winner will determine the 8 seed in the Western Conference and the right to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, the 1 seed in the West, in round 1. The Kings, about a 1.5-point road favorite at the Pelicans. Total is 211.5. Zion Williamson ruled out for this game for New Orleans. Brandon Ingram clearly not 100% for the Pelicans either. Do you want to just like bet Sacramento here? Do you want to be contrarian and take the Pels? What are you doing here, Kings and Pels, Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another one of these games, right? These play-in games and some of the first-round games where it's like, all right, most important player in game out, what are you doing? There's still a pick on the board in this game. There are a couple ones. It's not my favorite bet. I think I'm going to have Sacramento for something. they're just playing much better right now. It has to be worth something. I think they have a coaching advantage in the game, too. I think that's probably worth something. I don't think the crowd is great. And that's probably worth something. Like, I just, all of these, like, small things, I think probably add up to, and no Zion being much bigger than that. Like, maybe McCollum can play better. That's less of a concern. How many minutes is Ingram playing? It looked awful. And maybe it can look different, but I don't think it was just great defense is why it looked awful. It looked awful because he's not all the way back yet. And the idea that you're going to get that, you're not going to get that Alvarado game. The likelihood you get another one of those in the next 100 games is like 2%. And you could get one, but it would be like winning the lottery if that happened. And it was literally the key to them not getting run out of the building by the Lakers in the first three quarters of the game. Just like, it's not even about Sacramento as much, honestly. It's just the state of New Orleans right now in terms of like their team, health, all that stuff. I think you just got to bet Sacramento in the game as not public, but as like obvious as that might seem.
I feel like the Bulls are obvious also, but like the Heat are getting bet. I don't know. I like the Bulls in the first game, and I also like Sacramento in the second game. So give me the Bulls to be the 8 and get slaughtered by the Celtics, and then I'll take the Kings. I don't know if I agree with what you said yesterday, Cam, but I thought it was really interesting that Sacramento, with some playoff experience and a good head coach in Mike Brown, might be able, maybe not like beat Oklahoma City in a best of 7, but maybe able like to extend the series a little bit and make it like a little interesting. I thought that was fascinating. We could obviously talk about that more on Monday's show, but I do like Sacramento to advance to be the 8 to take on OKC. And with that, let's move to Saturday and Sunday. We'll start in the NBA and we'll get to the NHL games that we have markets for already, which is like, it's like, hey, Gary Bettman, I know we don't have all like the Western Conference like matchups yet. Can we get like game times for the series that we know about, please? Like, that'd be really nice. Just saying. So NBA first, and we'll go Saturday, then Sunday. So this is the Saturday slate. I saw this on Twitter earlier. I think that Gus Johnson will be the play-by-play guy for the games on NBA TV. So that's normally like a
he was a little
line,
last
like
year. He did some of the Bucks games. Yeah, he did some of the Bucks, the first round series against the Miami. He did one of those games last year.
That's really funny that those were on NBA. It's like one of the most like memorable first round series ever in the NBA, right. And it's on NBA TV.